Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Just by exposing kids to strong women and having more open conversations about some of the barriers that women face, but also then how do you overcome those barriers and how do you work through the hurdles that you might face?
Guys, I totally caved and I went back to eating meat again. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because Tori and I just came back from dinner and I went to my favorite burger place. This place is called Eureka. And actually, Brant and I found this burger place, it's a restaurant, when we were on tour. And I'm pretty sure that we went to the first one in Idaho, in Boise, I think. I'm going to actually text him and ask him if that's right. Or was it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where it was. But anyway, there is one that's about 10 minutes away from our place, our new house. And it is, it's so good, you guys. I know, terrible. I'm a McVegan. I know you guys are going to come for me, and that's okay. I have always been a big advocate of listening to your body when it's time to listen to your body. The last couple of months, my body's been really feeling depleted. I've had no energy, and my friend Elise recommended that I go back to eating meat, like lean, grass-fed beef, not lean. She actually just told me to go for the full thing, but I kind of started a little bit by just incorporating a little bit of chicken, and then I had a burger today. I feel great. It's been like 2 months and probably since the beginning of November to the end of December. And I feel pretty good, actually. Anyway, I just wanted to pop in really quickly to wish you all happy holidays. I hope that everybody's surviving this hectic holiday season. I did my first live interactive yoga class last weekend with Live Kick, which is something I'll be doing here more consistently. If you missed it, I'll put a link in the show notes of this particular podcast so you can check it out. I'll be posting about it on Instagram and on Twitter, so you can always catch it there. But it was so much fun. I had never experienced anything like that. To be honest, I was a little bit afraid that there was going to be some lag time, but there wasn't. There wasn't any lag time, and it was really cool to actually be able to correct people and, you know, your name's written on the bottom of the screen so I can see what everybody's names are. And I can see people have, sometimes they were there with other friends or their furry puppies. So it was really cool. Tori and I are so grateful for the holiday season to be done. This month has been so chaotic. We've been working so diligently to try and get everything done before the end of the year. Some of you may already know this if you got the latest issue of Yoga Journal, that we are launching a brand new podcast. And the trailer for that will be up here in the next week or so. So you can check that out. And we will still continue to do Radically Loved Radio. The future is still secure. And we have some really great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. How is everybody out there? Is everybody surviving this holiday season? It's been such a hectic year. this year for me. I know for a lot of you, and there's just so many things going on energetically in the world, in our country, in our homes, and I just want to take a moment to say you're doing everything you can, and it's gonna pass, and this year is almost done. We're starting a new decade, which is crazy. Not only is it the end of the year, but it's also the end of the decade, and it's the beginning of a new decade. So for those of you that are all about writing your intentions, your sankalpas, your dreams and aspirations for the next coming decade, I suggest that you do so soon. I have a resolution book that I give out for free. It's a workshop that I used to teach a couple of years ago, and now I have the full workbook, and it's a really great thing that you can fill out to kind of bury anything that didn't serve you this year. And it's a really great way to just start with a clear and clean consciousness, mind, energy, space. So I recommend, if it's something that you're into, I'll also put the link to that here on the show notes, and I'll also be posting about it on Instagram. So be sure to check it out there. I think that's it for now. Stay tuned. I will be doing a recap of the year with Tori. He's going to be interviewing me. He's sitting right next to me. He really doesn't want to do it, but he doesn't really have a choice, being as I'm announcing it here to the world. That's it. Thank you all so much for listening to this podcast, for being a fan. We're so grateful. We're so appreciative. I love doing this so much, and I want to keep doing this. So if you feel inclined, please go to iTunes, if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, and leave us a 5-star rating if you feel like we deserve a 5-star rating. If you don't, then please don't leave us a rating. And then tell us what you thought of whatever episode was your favorite. These really help us continue to do this and to find the right partnerships so that we can continue to do this for free. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate you. And if you don't hear from us, have a happy new year, and I cannot wait to see what this new decade brings. Okay, now let's continue on to our show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radically Loved Radio. I am so excited to have you guys here. Those of you that are watching the video, hello. Don't mind the appearance or the background. Tori and I are still trying to settle in, and we're sharing an office now. So there's all kinds of things going on, which, you know, it's life. There's a learning happening at the moment. But I'm really, really excited to have today's guest on the show for the second time. I've been a big fan of Amy's for a really long time. And Amy Marin is a licensed clinical social worker, college psychology instructor, and a psychotherapist. She's been a regular contributor to Forbes, Inc., Psychology Today, and just so many other publications. Amy's story has been one of intense inspiration, especially for me when I first saw her talk on TED. I was just like completely blown away. And I was like, I have to know this incredible, strong woman. So how do I connect with her? And I did. And I'm so happy that I did. And she's been inspiring me the whole time. She's been busy writing books and articles and just living an incredibly inspiring life. So Amy, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rosie.
I'm so excited to have you. So I think that, you know, your latest book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Women Don't Do, was an incredible, I've read it twice, and it's got the doggy ears in all the pages. And I think that it's something that we are in a state in our lives right now as women where we need to be able to call some of these things that block us out, and to be able to really get into the state of being confident and feeling confident And I think that this book really did an incredible job at showcasing that and giving us tools and showing us different ways that we can change the way that we normally do things, right?
Right. That's what I was hoping to do. A lot of people said, well, why did you write a book, you know, specifically for women? And I just wanted to make it clear, you know, as women, sometimes we face different challenges than men do. Because people say, well, doesn't everybody build mental strength the same? Yes, it's a lot of the same strategies. But on the other hand, you know, women deal with some certain issues that men, I think, just can't relate to. And we're raised a little bit differently and we experience different pressures, those sorts of things. So I wanted to talk about what are some of the bad habits that as women we tend to fall into and then how do you give those up?
Yeah. Well, and in your findings, like when you were doing this research, obviously, like with your background, you've worked with a lot of women that have had these same struggles. I think for you, what was the main catalyst that inspired you to do this specifically for women? Like, was there something that happened or was it something that was always at the forefront of your mind?
Well, you know, after my first book came out, What Mentally Strong People Don't Do, I started getting so many questions from women specifically saying, well, what does it look like to be a mentally strong woman? How do we raise strong daughters? Those sorts of questions. And you know, I really started thinking about it. I thought, oh, so many of the examples of toughness that we have out there are Navy SEALs or it's elite athletes, and so often it's men. And in looking back, I thought, you know, in my first book, a lot of the examples I talked about too are men. And so I thought, you know, what do we need to start the discussion about what does it look like to be a strong woman, and that a strong woman isn't necessarily mean. She's not the B word. She's somebody who can be nurturing and caring, and you don't necessarily have to treat your body like a machine as if you were a Navy SEAL, but how do you have a healthy body image? How do you go through some of life's biggest obstacles? How do you deal with certain things like, you know, the Me Too movement as a woman?
Yeah.
And all of that, you know, Me Too sort of unfolded after we started writing the book. And so as I was working on it and talking to my publisher and my editor, and then Me Too movement really kicked it into high gear, which opened up even more doors and opportunities to start talking about some of the specific issues that women are facing.
Yeah, and I think that that's been the biggest takeaway that I got from this. You know, this idea of like the positive affirmation that's coming from utilizing our voice in a very authentic and strong and confident way. After we've been conditioned for so long to not say anything and to not speak up and to not say what we're going through because we don't want to seem a certain way or seem as like weak or like we're being victims or whatever it may be, you know, for people out there that maybe have that type of mentality. What's been the response in the light of the Me Too movement with, you know, something like this book?
It's been really positive and it's opened up a lot of doors to speak to men about it too, because I've had a lot of men say, well, I deal with all of those same struggles, so I don't understand why this book is specifically for women. And it's given me the opportunity to provide some education about some of the things that women experience. You know, until you've been catcalled, you don't know what that really feels like. And I'm yet to find a man that says, yeah, I walk down the street and you know, women are yelling inappropriate comments at me. But I, you know, most of us women have had that happen to us, and those sorts of things are, you know, what it's like to be a woman. You know, one of the, I guess the studies that really sticks out to me is the conversation about when they ask little kids and they ask 5-year-olds to pick out who's a brilliant person, and they show them pictures of men and women, and all the little girls, almost all of them, pick out a woman. They point to a woman, and almost all the little boys point to a man. And then they ask those same kids when they're 7 years old, pick out somebody who looks brilliant. And almost all of the little girls start picking out men, and so did the little boys. So you think, well, what happens between the ages of 5 and 7? Will kids start going to school? And who do we give them as examples of brilliant astronauts and engineers and scientists? It's almost all men. And so you think something has to change. And so just writing this book specifically for women has given me those opportunities to explain, yeah, it's not just that, you know, women are complaining. We're not whiners. It's not that we are just coming out and just saying we're victims. I'm saying this is what's happening. This is the world that we still live in today. And this is what women are facing. And this is how we can all work together to change that.
Yeah, I think that that's been really huge for me as well, just to see the level of strength that we can gain from having more women rise up to that power and to feel that sense of confidence and that sense of self-importance to be able to say, like, my opinion matters. I am totally capable of doing the same thing that our male counterparts can do. And I am strong enough to voice my opinion and to say no when I don't want to do something, or to say yes when I do want to do something, I think is really huge. You know, it's interesting. You're talking about like this idea of educating men as well to understand where we're coming from. And I do like the example that you used. You know, like a woman can walk down the street and get catcalled and feel like she's being like violated in a sense, or this feeling of being like diminished to just her physicality.
A quick message from our sponsor. If you're looking for a nutrient system that truly embraces and complements the mind-body balance in a holistic, nurturing way, then wellness kits from Uveda are your natural answer. They're created with the help of naturopathic and Ayurvedic practitioners committed to the healing tradition's mantra of purity and harmony. These top quality ingredients are hand-picked and refined in a way that preserve utmost quality and potency. Discover a wide range of formulas that deliver essential fatty acids, herbs, probiotic strains, and enzymes to help support your health and wellness needs. Whether you're looking for a natural detox support, a gentle digestive aid, soothing probiotics, or a formula dense in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, you can be assured you're getting only the best natural healing remedies for your body. Go to youveda.com, that's youveda.com, and enter the promo code Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, for a special discount on your first purchase.
What has been the reception for men that you've spoken to about this? Like, what is their feeling? How are they taking this movement of women getting more open and honest about how they feel, you know, in that disparity between men and women?
You know, it's a variety of responses. I've had some men who have been very open to saying, you know, I want to learn more. I want to know, how do I raise a strong daughter? I want to read this book so that I can figure out what it's like for my partner, for my daughters growing up in this world. And I've had other men who just still kind of want to talk about the fact that, you know, how tough it is to be a man in today's world. And so it's given me just, you know, a unique opportunity, I think, to say, and also here's what women are dealing with. And for me, it's been one of the best parts about writing this book, and to give women an opportunity to, who read the book, the opportunity to have something to talk about with men too, to open the door and say, hey, I was reading this, or here's some of the pressures that women are dealing with, whether it's how we look, or you look at women's magazines compared to what they put in men's magazines, and so much pressure on us to look good and pretend like it's easy, and so much effort going into, you know, what does it look like to be a leader? When they ask people that, draw a picture of what it looks like to be a leader. Almost everybody draws a man, including women. So just learning more about ourselves and recognizing some of the stereotypes that we hold and how to change that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, how do we begin to just change that in our everyday, especially for the parents out there who have daughters? You know, how in their household can they begin to change the dynamic of that?
I think the biggest thing is to just expose both boys and girls to strong women. Introduce them to women who are doing awesome things. Or you see a woman who's in a non-traditional gender role, by all means, introduce them to your kids. Show your kids that there are female scientists or female astronauts. And you have to be more proactive about it, because most of those examples, the things you'll see on the news, a lot of things you'll read in the history books are going to be men. So sometimes you have to purposely seek out positive examples, but by doing that, it just really teaches kids, okay, it's not just that I'm telling you, you can be anything you want, but I'm showing you as well that girls can grow up and do all of these things that, that men are doing as well. Because so often I think we give kids that message, no, you can do anything you want. And then we show them all of these examples that tend to be men. So just by exposing kids to strong women and having more open conversations about the some of the barriers that women face, but also then how do you overcome those barriers and how do you work through the hurdles that you might face?
Oh, hey guys. So everybody knows that skinny dipped almonds is now one of my major food groups. Skinny dipped almonds are non-GMO verified and are wrapped in a thin layer of artisan dark chocolate and have 70% less sugar than yesterday's chocolate covered almonds. They're really good. I mean, that's really all I'm going to say about it. I would always feel really guilty when I would eat an entire bag of chocolate covered other things. And most of my friends are really excited anytime they see me because they know I'm going to bring them a bag of skinny dipped almonds. And I'm excited for all of you guys to try these awesome skinny dipped almonds. I'm actually, you know, it's really not difficult to talk about how much I love these because I really eat them all the time. And now Tori's addicted to them. The dogs think they're doggy treats, but do not feed your dogs chocolate because it's really toxic for them. I don't really know what else to say. These skinny dipped almonds are so fucking good. If you want to try them, use our promo code to get 15% off your entire order. Use the code RADLOVE15. Go to skinnydippedalmonds.com or you can go to the info button on this particular podcast. Go to the link, click the link, fill up your cart with almonds that are skinny dipped in chocolate. They have so many different flavors. Dark chocolate raspberry, dark chocolate espresso. I'm not a coffee person, but they're actually really good. The ones I'm eating right now are the dark chocolate cocoa. The best ones are the peanut butter ones, but I feel like I already told you guys about the peanut butter ones. I just love them so much. If you happen to try them, tag me on Instagram and I'll send you a special gift. Don't forget to use the code RADLOVE15, RADLOVE15. 15 for your discount. So now we can go back to our show.
And I also like the idea of creating powerful female groups or connecting with more powerful women to continue to up level that support, to just feel the energy that'll come from connecting with other strong women. You know, what do you think about doing that?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, from studies, and once you see this, you can't unsee it. The fact that when you put women and men in a group together, a business meeting, men dominate the meeting 9 times out of 10. I mean, something like 75% more airtime that men get in speaking. And so Sometimes people will say, well, women are just more efficient with their words. But studies say that's not necessarily true. It's that women don't speak up as much. But if you put a group of women together, I mean, the ideas are flowing and things are happening, but you put a couple of men in the group and it really changes the dynamic. So I think for women to A, just be more aware of that and to know, okay, we're just as deserving as airtime and it's okay to speak up. And for women leaders to go ahead and call on other women, but also for women to work together, that we're not, you know, fighting and clawing our way up the ladder and pushing each other down, but instead we can all lift each other up and work together.
Yeah, like where did that dynamic come in, where there's so much of that tearing down, like competitiveness. I mean, I guess it's with anything, right? But mm-hmm. I feel like for women too, it's almost like we've taken on that masculine. I mean, whether it's masculine, feminine, I don't know. You'd be a better judge to say, but that idea of like feeling the competition or that lack mentality where I can't uplift another woman because then that means there's less for me, or the competitive nature that is just having a career when you're in an environment where that's, you know, there's only a position for one person to quote unquote win. Do you think that plays a role at all in our ability to find other powerful people in our like tribes or environment?
It does. You know, I think when we see a business meeting and we know, all right, there's one spot for one woman to be a leader, you know, 1 out of 10 women are a leader, then we think, okay, it's really limited and women only have this one opportunity. And so rather than help people out, we think they're our competitors. We look at other women and think that they're somehow in direct competition. And if they win that spot, then there's no room for us. And it's that sort of mentality, I think, that gets us to tear each other down. And we think, if I just put somebody else down, I somehow climb this social hierarchy a little bit more. And, you know, you see it all the time. And it's not just in the workspace. You see it on social media. You see it in female friendships. But that it's just tempting sometimes, I think, to put people down, to think, okay, if I can just somehow push them down a little more, somehow I'll rise up. But, you know, nobody ever looks better by putting other people down. You have to really take a closer look at that. Like, what areas of your life? Are you the person who speaks ill of her friends? Do you talk negatively about your coworkers? Or do you want to be the person who lifts other people up?
Yeah, well, and I love that, because I want to segue into negativity. You talk about that, and you give some really great tips on how to, like, steer away from that negativity, right, or those thought patterns. And I know in your first book, like, I really loved how you spoke to all the ways that we knock ourselves down, you know, from becoming strong. And so, thinking of that, like, as women, when we have a negative thought pattern that comes up, and maybe the negative thought pattern is, I don't want to speak up at this meeting because I don't want to seem like, you know, too, you know, abrupt or too pushy or too masculine or too whatever, you know. What is some advice that you can give for the people that are listening to this, women in particular, that are in the workforce, that are in a position of power, but don't want to take that next step to voice what they want because they don't want to seem weak or too needy or too, I don't know. Does that make sense?
It does. You know, I think anytime you're questioning, gee, should I do this or not? Or there's something you want to do, but you hesitate because fear is holding you back, or you're afraid that you might get rejected or embarrassed. One of the most helpful things is argue the opposite. Say, okay, well, what if I did this? And it can just help you develop a more balanced view. So we make our best decisions in life when we balance our emotions with our logic. And when your emotions are high, your logic goes down. So when you're fearful, you'll think of all the reasons why you shouldn't do something. So just by arguing the opposite, write down a list of all the reasons why you should do it. And then you might also write down the pros and cons of not doing it. And just seeing it on paper raises your logic, and it can help you take that brave step. And another good one is to just say, what would I say to a trusted friend? We tend to give other people advice so much more easily than we give it to ourselves. It just rolls off our tongue. Hey, you know what you should do? And we have these encouraging, kind words. But when it comes to the way that we speak to ourselves, we tend to think, oh, you idiot, you can't do this. You're never going to succeed. You're going to fail. You'll embarrass yourself. And we call ourselves names. And it's this cycle that's hard to break. But if you just say, well, wait a minute. If my friend came to me and said, hey, I'm struggling with this issue, what would I say back? And then give yourself that same advice.
Yeah.
Again, it helps you see things more logical. It can help you say, okay, how do I take that next step? And finally, you just got to sometimes just act as if you felt confident. Even if you aren't feeling it, just go through the motions. And when you change your behavior first, often the emotions follow, and then you can start to see yourself as a more confident, capable person. But you have to take that bold step by doing it first.
Yeah, like how does somebody do that bold step? Like, if you had to draw it out, like, does that mean they have to stand a certain way or walk a certain way or change the way that they dress or the route that they're taking to work or whatever? Like, what do you think is an actionable step to the act as if? Because I love that. That's like one of the best. That's I get to do that a lot, you know, especially when I'm feeling a little bit insecure about something. I'm like, okay, just go in there and just pretend like you're really confident, you know?
Right. So I think just asking yourself that, what would a confident person do, or what would a mentally strong person do? And it might be, I'm going to look people in the eye. I'm going to shake their hand. I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to be more outgoing than I feel like I could be. And and I'm just going to do that. Maybe it is about the way that you dress. Maybe it's saying, okay, and it's not about saying I'm going to wear a Rolex, even though I can't afford it, and saying I'm going to be fake, but it's more about saying I'm going to bring out the best side of me. So it might be putting on a polished outfit. And if you feel like you are more confident in high heels, by all means, you wear those. But if you're somebody who says, you know, I'm going to wear my Converse sneakers because that's what makes me feel confident, then go ahead and do that too. Whatever it is that helps you say, okay, how do I look and act like a stronger, more confident woman? And then once you behave like the person you want to become, it actually starts to happen after a while.
Yeah. How important do you think it is for women to speak authentically?
It's really important. I think that's, you know, we've been silenced for so long and it's hard to speak up, but we worry about what people are going to think. And it just perpetuates these ideas about what, you know, that women are meek and mild and that we're supposed to be quiet, or that women are overly emotional. So then we stifle all of our emotions, even though, you know, it's a strange dynamic. We tell little girls it's okay to cry. But then when you're 30 years old, if you were to shed a tear at work, we think, oh, she's crazy. She's overly emotional. All of these mixed messages. So I think as long as we can all just start to speak up and know that it's okay, and you don't have to please everyone, and people may think you're kind of crazy or that you're overly bold, whatever it is, but that it's okay. As long as you're true to yourself at the end of the day, not everybody has to like you, but as long as you like you, you can still go to sleep knowing that, all right, I did my best today, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Do you think that by speaking your authentic truth, it creates a deeper level of self-love?
Absolutely. I think, you know, for all of us, when we try to put on a polished face all the time, and we think we have to smile and be nice and say everything's great, you know, there's a part of us that just knows this isn't me. This isn't what's really going on. I'm not being honest. And when you feel like that, it's hard to love yourself. But when you can say, hey, this is true me, for most of us, then you find out who your real friends are, for one. And then, more times than not, when you tell your story, people say, I know exactly what you're talking about. And as a therapist, I mean, my door all day long was filled with people who were coming in and saying, you know, here's my problem, but I feel like nobody else knows what I'm talking about. If they only knew, I just spoke to 10 other people in the same day who had the exact same feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, you know, but it's easier said than done. I mean, even as a therapist for me, when I came out with this book, everybody said, oh, you wrote this because you are an expert and you knew all this stuff. I had to come out later and say, actually, I wrote this because I struggle with all of these things. And that was tough to do. And even as somebody who's always talking about the fact that, you know, you should be honest and authentic, again, easier said to do for other people, but much harder to do for ourselves.
Yeah, and I love what you said. You said that earlier when you were talking about giving the friend advice. It's like somebody asks you for advice and you're just like, here's what needs to happen. You need to do that. Like, we can give our friends like all this really prolific, incredibly deep advice. But then when it comes to ourselves, we can sometimes stifle that, or we feel like it wouldn't work, or it's not maybe good enough, or whatever it may be. So I really like what you're saying about that, because it does give, there is a different energy that the truth carries, right?
Yes.
And I feel like we recognize truth when it's the truth. And I feel like that just, it coincides with this idea of authentically speaking who and what you truly are, because I feel like the soul recognizes that. And that's why I feel that we resonate with people that are truth tellers, because we feel, oh, this person's actually being completely honest. They're not putting on a front. They're being who they are. And that's inspiring, you know, as opposed to somebody who has a veneer on and has the lights and they're doing the thing. And it's, you know, this polished way of being confident that I think we can recognize as it's like not real, right?
Yes, I think most of us are attracted to people who can say, oh, listen to what happened to me today. And they have a story about, you know, they fell down, they embarrassed themselves in front of people. And like, yeah, I can relate to that, versus somebody who just, you know, only talks about all the good stuff, denies that they go through painful human emotions, or they just can't talk about their mistakes.
Yeah.
So we're drawn to people who can admit, yeah, I'm human too. And here's what I've done. And it gives us permission then to say, you know, I can relate to that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. What are three things, if you could tell every single 5-year-old girl on the planet, what are three that will stay with them? What are three things that you would tell them?
I would say you're stronger than you think. Don't ever let anyone else limit your potential. And you're more capable than you give yourself credit for.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, here's the next question. What would your 95-year-old self tell us all the women right now, including yourself, what's three things that she would tell us now?
Care less about what people think. Live bold and get out there and just do things. And be kinder to people that you meet because you don't know what sort of struggles they're facing as well.
I love that. Always so wise. It doesn't matter where you go, Amy. It's so amazing. Thank you. Wow. I mean, I can obviously talk to you forever. Definitely. I definitely can. And I would love to. But for the people that are listening, that are watching, where can they go to connect with you or for more information?
My website's probably the best place, which is Amy Morin, LCSW. It's in licensed clinical social worker.com.
Okay. That's great. And for the people that are listening to this or watching this, all of those links will be on the info button. If you're listening to the podcast, whatever platform you're listening on, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you go to the bottom info section, those links will be there, as well as a link to buy Amy's books. She's got several. She's also got 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do, which I was just talking to her about before, that I'm a big fan, and I've not read that one yet. I'm not a parent, because part of me is like, I'm not a parent yet. Maybe I'll just hold on to it back there in the bookshelf until it's time. But I did send it to a couple of my family members because it's in Spanish and it's so amazing. I'm so excited and they love it. Okay, anyway. So please, yes, follow up and let us know what you thought about this podcast. But before I let you go, Amy, I have one final question. And I've asked it before. And I don't know that you remember what the answer was. And I'm curious if it's the same. But I created this podcast as a way and a place for people to come to get information or to feel supported. The idea is that we are all radically loved by God, Source, whatever higher power, whatever you believe in, that the universe works for us and not against us. So the question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
I guess I feel radically loved by the people that I meet that just genuinely inspire me to be a better person. When I come across those people, I definitely feel radically loved.
Thank you, Amy. I love that. Thank you so much for being a part of our little community and for being on again. We look forward to seeing how many more books you write to continue to educate us on these topics. Thank you so much for your courage and your voice and your wisdom. I hope that you come back on.
Well, thanks for having me again, Rosie.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends, email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta, subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.